Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. You know, Hugoton had that 13-play drive to start the game. They got an interference call and a big 30-yard pass play to get him in the red zone. Your defense stood up, and it was kind of slow starting a little bit for the offense. But that early, late first quarter, early second quarter, the line really kind of made the statement, and I thought you had to be pretty happy with your offensive effort tonight.
Both sides of the ball on the line, you know, those guys, after that first drive and then the one drive in the fourth with the running the quarterback at us like crazy. They really did a nice job of controlling the line of scrimmage, and you know it was that people don't see those kind of things, but that makes a huge difference. So those guys have been playing really well up front on the D line and the offensive line. So you know it wasn't perfect by any means. You know we had some drives that we didn't do much on.
Well, and this is a pretty seasoned Hugoton team. A lot of seniors on their defensive side. You had a lot of seniors on your side as well, but a lot of experience. And I think your schedule's definitely paid off, and it showed here tonight.
Yeah. There's some good hits all over the field, both sides, both teams hitting. It was a pretty physical game. I think we have played a pretty tough schedule. You know, Ray was a pretty solid team. Millwood, all kinds of speed, and some big kids out there too. And you know, TMP, and then now Hugoton. It's been a pretty tough stretch here. Holcomb next week won't be any easier. So, you know, we're going to just keep playing well and keep improving, getting better on the little things.
Yeah, I think for really in that first half after your second series, you guys really were able to kind of get to the edge pretty well. And I think you had to be really happy about how you kind of did that. And, you know, Hugoton kind of made some adjustments, shut that down for a while in that second half. But, you know, Colin McDaniel on that touchdown, his last touchdown run down the sideline for 60 yards, that was – it almost felt like that was a take out the frustration on the last possession for you guys. And everybody had a hat on a hat, and McDaniel used a speed.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. You know, it was a nice play. It looked really good. But we did seal the edges pretty well most of the night on getting off the edge, and the guys were doing a really good job of blocking down and sealing those edges and getting some people out in space to get some blocks and get some free running lanes. You know, that's obviously not every play looks great, but, you know, you're never going to have – you're not going to run up down the field in every single play against a good team, you know. So I was really, really happy with how well they played, how physical they played, how hard we played. You know, never been a doubt about these guys, you know, how hard they're going to play and they're going to get with it. So, you know, pretty pleased overall. We'll watch the film, and I'm sure I'll find some more stuff to work on. But
you know, it was kind of an unfortunate thing with Camden's fumble in the end zone there for the touchback, but I thought he really was smart with the football all night.
Yeah, he was supposed to run that one. That was
okay.
Called run.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, he made some good decisions. He made a couple bad decisions, but you know, you got the ball in your hands every play. You know, you're going to make some good ones and some bad ones. Overall, he made pretty good decisions. Had one I wished he would have ran there in the second quarter when he rolled out and had to scramble and get outside that defensive end and had a lot of room to run, and just he just kept fading, and then tossed her out of bounds. But if we can get – I told him, he said, you know why we run some of these plays? You know, we have a quarterback with some speed, so you need to use it. So we get him geared in and zoned in on running the ball, looking to run when he's out there. You know, we're going to be a lot more of a threat on the edge.
Well, this is a big victory for you guys and a tough road test for you here in Hugoton. And to come out of here and the way you guys play, that sets up a lot of confidence for your next game. And I know that's going to be a pretty exciting atmosphere next Saturday at home with Holcomb coming to town.
Saturday night, they got some big boys. And, you know, we're going to play really well. But, you know, this is a good win. We're going to enjoy it. First district game, that's a big deal. You know, because we can take care of business and stay on the top side of that district. We're going to get a home game, you know, first round week nine. So that's always a good thing.
Well, another year for a district opening victory. I think I have 16 straight years now you guys have won your district opener.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, that's big.
You got all the stats, you know.
Too many, probably.
Probably when the wind's out of the north or something, how many wins you got.
Yeah, but no, but it's so important to get to 1-0 in district play, especially this district, because it's pretty loaded.
Well, I can tell you, I don't like grass fields. I mean, we walked out there, there's mosquitoes out here. I don't like it at all. You know, just want to get back on the turf, so.
Yep, we'll get that next week. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the win, and see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.